Now, if you'll notice that the book of Ezra is a book that deals with the Word of God. In fact, he's one of the characters of the Scripture who has been almost forgotten. He's never received proper recognition. To begin with, he was a descendant of Hilkiah, the high priest. You find that in Ezra 7:1, who found a copy of the law during the reign of Josiah and led in, actually, a revival. Ezra's going to lead in a revival also. Now, Ezra was a priest, but he was unable to serve during the captivity. There was no temple. It had been destroyed. But he gave his time to the study of the Word of God. We're told in Ezra 7:6 that he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses. He was a great revivalist and a great reformer. The revival began with the reading of the Word of God by Ezra. We'll see that in Nehemiah 8. Also, he was probably the writer of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, and also of Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, right in the center of the Bible, and it's all about the Word of God. It exalts the Word of God. And he organized the synagogue. He was the founder of the order of the scribes. He helped settle the canon of Scripture, and he arranged the Psalms. I want to say that we ought to pay tribute to Ezra. He was the first to begin a revival of Bible study. And isn't this God's program for a revival? We've had no revival in our day. Dwight L. Moody made this statement, and he saw revival. He said the next revival will be a revival of Bible study. And all the boys have been trying to whip it up by organization, by methods, by using this gimmick and that gimmick, and some of them have done right well. The only problem is there's been no revival. We've seen no revival in our day. Tragic, isn't it? It's too bad they haven't come to the Word of God. Oh, pray that today the church will come back to the Word of God. Now, there's a great many references in Ezra to the Word of God. In fact, there are 10 direct references to the Word of God. And the place of the Word of God is seen in the total life of His people. I read a letter from a poor Japanese woman way out yonder in the Hawaiian Islands, on the big island of Hawaii. And the cults have been after her. But in her own church, she has never had to open the Bible. Wonder what they've been doing in the church, making paper dolls, having lectures on sex and on methods. May I say to you that everything but the Word of God has been taught. They trembled at the words of the God of Israel. It's the way Ezra put it in Ezra 9:4 and again in 10:3. Now, Dr. James M. Gray's made this statement. I'd like to read it to you. We already have seen that the Babylonian captivity did not bring the Jews to national repentance and so lead to national restoration. As the reading of Ezra will disclose, when Cyrus, king of Persia, gave permission to the captives to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple, scarcely 50,000 availed themselves of the privilege, a considerable portion of whom were priests and Levites of the humbler and poorer class. Now we have, in this book of Ezra, two major divisions. We have the return from Babylon led by Zerubbabel in the first 6 chapters, about 50,000 return. And then we have the return from Babylon led by Ezra. And the return under Zerubbabel you have in the first 6 chapters, and the return led by Ezra in chapters 7 through 10, about 2,000 return with him.